For the sermon, let's turn to the back of our bulletin.
在我讲到之前，让我们先来看周报的背后。
I would like to invite people to read the scripture responsively.
我要请大家跟我一起用回应的方式来读这个经文。
So I'm going to read in English first, and then I'm going to ask a translator to read in Chinese.
George 将会先读英文的部分，然后我会读中文的部分。
And I'm going to read the first verse, and I'll also ask the congregation to respond.
我将会先读第一节，然后我请会众回应第二节。
Psalm 26, from verse 1 to 12. Verse 1, Indicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trust in the Lord and have not faltered.For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. Let's all read together. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord.
我要开始读第一节，请大家第二节来回应。耶和华啊，求你为我伸冤，因我向来行事纯全，我又倚靠耶和华，并不摇动。因为你的慈爱常在我眼前，我也按你的真理而行。我恨恶恶人的会，必不与恶人同坐。我好发称谢的声音，也要述说你一切奇妙的作为。不要把我的灵魂和罪人一同除掉，不要把我的性命和流人血的一同除掉。至于我，却要行事纯全，求你救赎我，连续我一起来。我的脚站在平坦地方，在众会中，我要称颂耶和华。
Many psalms were written, it's not to reflect the truth of our eternal God.
很多诗篇的形成，它的目的并不是要来表达神的真理
，but rather to reflect a part of the journey of the psalmist.
而是要来反映这个 诗人作者他在 成长过程中的一个心路历程。
And therefore, many times we don't see some picture-perfect spiritual state of in the psalm.
所以很多时候呢，我们在这个诗篇里面，我们看不到一个属灵方面完整的一个图画。
A person who is learning piano.
一个学钢琴的人。
If the people around him or her all play like a Mozart or Bach.
如果呢，在他周围的人弹的钢琴都像莫扎特或巴哈那么棒。
And soon this person will feel very frustrated.
很快，这一个学钢琴人就会很沮丧。
And soon the person might even want to give up the piano learning for all.
很快，他就想要放弃不学了。
Because he realized, in order to reach the state like the other pianists, he saw or she saw, it's impossible.
因为对他来讲，想要达到他周遭那些人这样的境界，那是不可能的。
For the person to see no struggle or frustration along other pianists.
在那些人当中，他看不到他们在学习过程当中有任何的挣扎跟挫折。
And yet we praise the Lord.
但是感谢神。
God has given us the Bible.
神给我们圣经。
Not only contain His perfect will.
这圣经里面不只记载他完美的心意。
It also contains Psalms.
那里面也有诗歌。
It truly reflects some Christians, the journey of some Christians.
这些诗篇都在反映一些基督徒他们的属灵历程。
It contains the ups and downs of their life.
这些都描述到他们生活里面的高低起伏。
It shows they do have struggle in their spiritual life.
在这些诗歌里面，我们看见他们的属灵历程是有一些挣扎的。
They do have frustration.
他们有挫折。
Sometimes they do want to give up.
很多时候他们甚至想放弃。
And yet at the end, eventually they return back to the Lord.
但是最后他们却又回到神面前。
To receive the true peace and joy.
在神里面再次重新拿到那个真正的喜乐和平安。
And therefore, when we read Psalms,
因此当我们读诗篇的时候
，May we not make sure that we don't read it to analyze every single word with our theological lenses.
让我们不单单是只是用分析跟解读的方式来读诗篇。
Instead, we should read it with try to feel the heartbeat of the psalmist.
让我们去感应诗人的心跳。
To allow the melody of the psalm to resonate with our heart.
让诗篇的旋律来震撼我们的心弦。
And today, may we read the psalm with our heart.
今天就让我们用心灵来读这个诗篇。
The first of three verses in Psalm 26 goes like this.
在前面三节是这样说。
The psalmist David said, "Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life."
大卫的诗篇说，耶和华呀。求你为我伸冤，因为我向来行事纯全。
I have trust in the Lord and have not faltered.
我又倚靠耶和华，并不摇动。
Test me, Lord, and try me.
耶和华啊，求你查看我，试验我。
Examine my heart and my mind.
熬炼我的肺腑心肠。
I have always been mindful of your unfailing love.
因为你的慈爱常在我眼前
and have lived in reliance.
我也按你的真理而行。
Actually, when the psalmist David, when he wrote this psalm,
事实上当大卫在写这个诗篇的时候
it's very possible he was going through a very difficult ordeal of his life.
很可能在他的生命里面正在经历一个很熬炼的一个过程。
He might have been through a situation he has been falsely accused.
他很可能被人诬陷。
And he was positioned in a great danger.
他可能是处在一个四面楚歌的危机当中。
Not only he has visible enemies around him,
不只他有明处的敌人。
But also some enemies that he couldn't tell could be in his own inner circle.
还有啊，看不见的暗处小人想要算计他。
So I wonder whether you could understand his situation or not.
我不知道你能不能去体会他现在的状况。
Sometimes in our life, when we become capable in certain area,
有时候在我们生命里面，当我们的能力提高的时候
，we might shine in our job.
我们可能在我们工作上面才华显露
or in our academic world we are doing excellent
可能在我们的学术方面我们做得非常的好
and in sometimes in our social life we began to be more credible to others our voice carry weight
甚至在一些社交场合的时候呢我们讲话很有分量的
and by the time when you try to declare some truth
在那个时候当你想要讲一些真话的时候
when you want to stand up for justice
当你想要主持公义的时候
it is the beginning of a nightmare
那就是一个噩梦的开始
a lot of time because you try to voice some justice
很多时候是因为你想要主持公义
a lot of time when you want to stand of what's right
当你想要坚持什么是对的
you became the target of multitude attacks
你成为大家攻击的一个目标
you know you're doing the right thing
And
yet you will be criticized and punished.
但是你却备受攻击。
And you have no idea who the person you're dealing with, whether they are your friends or foes.
你在那个时候已经不清楚你所面对的这些人到底是你的敌人还是你的朋友了。
And soon you will be very lonely.
很快的你会发现你很孤单。
In this dangerous situation,
在这样的危机当中,
David still stands firm.On his integrity.
大卫仍然站立得稳，坚持他自己的正直。
He wants to live as a person to be blameless before the Lord.
他希望在神面前行事纯全。
Yet what he's facing is a different situation.
可是他所面对的却是一个另外一种情况。
See, people start to bullying him.
人开始对他有攻击。
He began to be isolated.
他开始被孤立。
And the world is turning upside down. Falsehood take the charge of the authority.
这个世界已经是黑白不分了，好像一些行事不纯全的人，他们是掌有权力的。
Many people under the circumstance like this began to lose hope and faith in humanity.
很多人 很多人在这个情况当中，他们已经失去了信心，也失去了盼望。
One may even question one's own moral compass.
甚至有些人对自己的道德的坚持也在质疑了。
Or many people start to have an outcry for external help for justice.
可能有很多人已经向外去寻求、呼求，来寻求一些公义的主持。
They cry out, "Some other forces come and rescue me and punish those enemies and evildoers."
他们可能向外寻求一些势力来呼求他们，求他们来惩罚这些恶人。
This is the situation David was in.
这是大卫他所处的一个环境当中。
And at this moment, he was pleading for deliverance.
在这个时候，他正在寻求拯救。
And in his outcry for deliverance,
在他这样一连串的呼求当中，
he cried out, "Say, judge me, test me, try me, and examine me."
他说，求你看我，求你鉴察我，求你审判我吧。
And who is the object of his crying?
他所呼求的对象是谁呢？
Right here it indicates is Yahweh the Lord.
这里诗篇讲到说是耶和华亚卫。
In NIV translation, it translates the Lord. Actually, in the original manuscript, it's Yahweh.
在英文的研读圣经里面是翻译成
耶和华。
耶和华。
And not using the word Elohim.
但是却不是用神那个字。
So in the scripture, there are actually two words, oftentimes to represent the word God.
在圣经里面常常有两个字来代表神。
One word is Elohim.
一个词就是神耶。
And another word is Yahweh.
另外一个字是亚卫。
Elohim represents his possession, his majesty, his almighty power.
神这个代名词表示神至高无限尊崇的地位。
And yet the term Yahweh represents another particular meaning of God.
亚卫却代表另外一个神他特别的意义。
The name Yahweh comes from the conversation Moses had with God.
亚卫这个名字呢，是从摩西跟耶和华的对话而来的。
When God asked Moses to deliver Israelites out of Egypt,
当神要摩西带领以色列民离开埃及的时候，
and Moses said to God, "Who am I? However, before you ask me to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,May I ask you, who are you? What's your name?
摩西对神说，我是谁呀？但是当我要答应你之前，我必须要知道说，那你是谁？我可以好向以色列民交代。
And God answered him, I'm Yahweh.
我是亚卫。
The meaning of Yahweh is, I am that I am.
亚卫的意思就是，我是，那我就是。
It is a very strange name.
这是一个很奇怪的名字。
It sounds like a phrase without a completion.
那听起来好像是一个没了的句子。
So what does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
And actually, it means whatever you want to fill in. I am that I am.
他的意思是说，你需要什么，我就是那个你需要的。
I am the life giver.
我是一个赐生命者。
I am eternity.
我是一个永恒的神。
I am your Lord.
我是你的主。
I am your Father.
我是你的天父。
I am your friend.
我是你的朋友。
I am your deliverance.
我是你的拯救者。
I am your refuge.
我是你的避难处。
Yahweh represents, this is the God who wished to make a relationship with his people.
亚卫这个名字是表示说，神想要跟他的子民有一个关系。
It is a covenant relationship.
这是一个立约的关系。
It is like if I say Michelle is a very intelligent person.
这就好像说，我说 Michelle 是一个非常聪明的人。
And when I will say in other sentence, I say my wife is a very intelligent person.
那我用另外一句子说，我的太太是一个非常聪明的人。
It carries a totally different meaning.
这就表示不同的意义了。
Because the second one means that there's a relationship, there's a bond. I really feel this person, I experience this person.
第二种说法是讲到说，我这个人，我跟这个人是有一个关系的，我们是连结的，我跟他是很认识的。
And our God wished to make the covenant and a relationship with us.
我们神希望跟我们有一个约，跟一个关系。
And He wants to tell us He has led the Israelites past the Red Sea in the past.
他想要表明，让我们知道他是带领以色列民经过红海的那个神。
And today he can do the same in our lives.
今天他在我们生命里面可以做一样的事情。
And this can be tested.
这是可以被测验的。
And our experience also reflect that, isn't it?
我们的经历也常常告诉我们这一些的经验。
When we are willing to give the authority of our life to our Lord.
当我们愿意把我们生命的主权交给我们的神时候
，Who so much want to make the relationship and covenant relationship with us？
他是那么愿意跟我们有一个立约的关系。
We can rest assured。
我们可以很有平安。
He is the refuge in our storms。
我们知道在暴风中他是我们的避难所。
He is the compass in the midst of our confusion。
他是我们在迷茫中的指南针。
Troubles and adversity。Oftentimes bring us great burden.
逆境跟一些困难常常带给我们很大的重担。
And however, once we know we do have a Lord who is having the lordship over our life, who has made the covenant with us.
但是当我们知道我们有一个跟我们是有关系、跟我们是有一个立约关系的主的时候
，we can truly lay down our burden.
我们就可以把这些重担都卸下来了。
Of course, sometimes adversity.Comes from our enemy who truly want to hurt us.
当然，有时候逆境会来自是要刻意伤害我们的敌人。
And yet we know our Lord is God.
但是我们知道我们的神，我们的主这位神。
He will step up.
他会出面的。
He will take the responsibility.
他会负责的。
He will protect us.
他会保护我们。
For He is our Master, He is our Lord.
因为他是我们的主。
How he take the control, the lordship of Israelites, he is doing the same in our life.
他怎么样做以色列的主，他也要怎么样这样的做我们生命的主。
A well-known actor, William Smith, has said this.
有一个有名的演员，威尔史密斯。
Throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you, and treat you bad.
在我们人生当中，有人会使你愤怒，轻视你。
Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too.
我们只要把这一切交给神，因为我们心中的恨只会毁灭我们自己。
William Smith, knowing God will take care of the situation we are in, we don't need to deal with the negative situation.
威尔史密斯他知道神他会掌管我们生命所发生的一切事情，我们自己不需要来处理这些事的。
David knows we are not here to live to the circumstances, nor live for the circumstances.
大卫知道我们不是因环境而活，也不是为环境而活。
When David faced adversity,
当大卫面临一个逆境时
，oftentimes it will catch his attention. He may not.Able to help himself to focus on the troubles he's facing.
很多说这个逆境呢，充满了他的心，他并不能专注到他所需要面对的这个问题。
And yet he was reminded he need to lift his eyesight to the Lord.
但是他再次被提醒，他的眼光要提升到神那边去。
Because we are here to live for him and live to him.
因为我们是为他而活，也是因他而活。
On the other hand, oftentimes adversity.Can be something God has prepared for us. It is tailor-made just for me.
有时候逆境也可能是神为我们量身定做的一个训练。
This is how God wants to purify us, how to train us.
这是神他要洁净我们，要训练我们的时候。
It is something we must go through in life.
这是我们在生里面必须要经历的。
If we know this is tailor-made from God for us.
如果我们知道这个是从神那边而来，为我们量身定做的
，then we need to face it and accept it.
那我们就应该去面对它，去接受它。
Oftentimes Christians, it's like a tea bag.
很多时候基督徒就好像一个茶包。
The flavor cannot be released without boiling water.
如果不用热水去泡，味道就不会出来。
So we need to step back.And think about the adversity we are facing right now.
所以我们必须要退后一步来想这个为我们定做的这个一个逆境。
Is the adversity coming from our enemy?
这个逆境是从敌人而来的呢？
Or is something God has prepared for us?
还是从神为我们预备的？
Or they are both?
还是两者都有？
Then at this time, we need to come before the Lord and ask our Lord, God, may you take a look what I'm facing now.
这个时候我们就需要来到神面前来求神，请你来看我们的状况。
We need to ask God, God, may you take the lordship of my situation.
我们必须要来求神说，求你来掌管我们这个状况。
And do not let ourselves to fall into the trap of despair.
不要让我们自己陷在牛角尖里面。
For Jesus has said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest.
因为耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，我就必得你们，使你们得安息。
Why we will find rest?
为什么我们可以得到安息呢？
Again, if the trouble is coming from the enemy,
再一次，如果这个问题是从敌人而来的，
then our God will defend for us.
那我们的神会为我们来处理。
If the trouble is coming from our Lord,
如果这个麻烦是从神来的，
the purpose is trying to build us up.
那这个目的就是为了建立我们。
It's part of our journey, of a learning process to become more like our God.
这是一个我们学习的旅程，让我们能够更像神。
Secondly, Paul immediately say, vindicate me, Lord.
大卫紧接着说，求你为我伸冤。
What does it mean, vindicate?
伸冤是什么意思呢？
Actually, in the original manuscript, it means judge me, Lord, judge me, God.
实际在原文上面是说审判我，神啊，审判我。
What David had in mind is God, at this point, when I'm facing all sorts of trouble and attack, God, not to judge others, judge me first.
在大卫的脑子里面，在他面对这一切的困难跟麻烦的时候，他跟神说来审判我，不是审判别人。
Judge me according to your righteousness.
按照你自己的公义来审判我。
How innocent, how pure was David?
大卫是多么可爱，多么单纯呢？
David knew fully well that it is very easy for us to find fault in other people.
大卫知道看到别人有罪是很容易的。
And yet, we do have blind spots of ourselves.
我们每一个人都有自己的盲点。
Before asking God for deliverance and punishment to his enemies,
在他求神来拯救他去惩罚恶人的之前，
he realized he may have trouble himself.
他认知到他自己可能有问题。
He may have feels in his life himself.
他可能在他的生命里面有一些不好的事物。
Even though David tried very hard to be blameless, to be upright before God.
虽然大卫很努力的想要在神面前行事完全正直，
and yet he realized his own judgment doesn't count.
但是他知道他自己对自己的论断审判是不够的。
Only God is just.
只有神是那位审判者。
Only God can truly give the true evaluation of his life.
只有神可以给他的生命有一个真正的价值。
And David knows.Before he make any accusation to others, he said, God, come and examine me.
大卫他知道说，当他要控告别人之前，他必须要先求神来审查他自己。
So make sure I'm upright first.
确定我在神面前是正直的。
Because he knows only God has the eternal truth, the unchanging justice.
因为他知道只有在神那里才有一个永恒的正直跟永恒的审判。
This is something we cannot find in this world.
这是我们在这个世界上找不到的。
2010, an 18 years old shy and awkward American student at the Rutgers University jumped to his death from the George Washington Bridge.
在2010年，纽泽西洛哥大学有一个18岁的大学生从华盛顿桥跳水自杀。
During the beginning of the school year, this Caucasian student had an Indian roommate.
在学习的开始，这位白人学生有一个印度学生的室友。
And at the time, his Indian roommate used a webcam in his dorm room computer, and with his homemate and other American Chinese student computer to view without this Caucasian student's knowledge.
这位印度学生呢，在他的寝室里面，电脑开启了摄像功能，然后好几次跟他另外一个在 美国出生长大的中国学生在另外一个寝室来偷看这个白人室友在寝室里面做的事。
The reason why he set up the webcam because he was not happy. He was constantly asking to be out of his own dorm room by his roommate.
这位印度学生之所以会这样做，是因为他很不满意他那个白人的室友常常要求他让出寝室来。
And he wondered what was going on in his own dorm room.
他很想知道到底他让出寝室的那段时间，那个白人学生在做什么。
And from the webcam, he found out his roommate kissing other men.
在他的电脑的摄像录影里面，他发现他的白人室友跟另外一个男的同学在亲热。
And this Indian student then texts the incident on Twitter.
然后这个印度学生呢，就把这些事情公开在类似微博的网络上面。
And 2 days later, this Indian student urged the friends and the Twitter follower to watch his webcam on the second tryst between his roommate and his roommate's friend.
然后在两天之后，这个印度学生都在网络上面鼓励大家去看他所摄影的那些内容。
The viewing never occurred.
但是事实上并没有发生这样的，没有人去看。
However, the news media falsely reported that this student has posted the video online.
但是媒体呢，却这样子错误的报道说，这个印度学生有把这些录影都放上去让大家看。
This Caucasian student's death brought attention to national news media and governor, even the president.
这个事件，这个新闻让州长甚至美国的政府官员。总统都引起他们注意。
This Indian student and Chinese student were federally indicted for their roles in the webcam incident.
这个印度学生跟他另外那个中国同学都被起诉定罪了。
And they were tried and convicted in 2012 on multiple charges related to the webcam viewing.
在2012年的时候，他们被定罪，犯了网络传播这样的罪。
There are multiple problems with this tragedy.
在整个悲剧里面有很多的问题。
It involves people disrespect one another.
它涉及人彼此不尊重。
It involves with invasion of privacy.
涉及了侵犯隐私。
It involves sexual promiscuity.
涉及了性的泛滥。
It involves with malicious mischief.
有恶作剧。
And there is involved with internet bullying.
有网络上面不负责的播散。
Disrespect to life.
不爱惜生命。
And media exaggeration.
媒体的渲染。
It's a total mess.
可以说是乱七八糟。
What sad thing is, all these three students were doing very well in school. They were considered the top of their student body.
可悲的是，这三个学生在学校都是功课不错的好学生。
Yet through all of this, no one realized that they were doing anything wrong.
但是在事情的整个过程当中，没有人认知到他们自己有什么样的过错。
Nobody voiced anything throughout this process.
没有人看见这个问题过程有什么问题。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when those people, when they were young,
因为当这些人还年轻的时候。
They do not have the habit to invite Lord to come to their life to examine their inner self.
他们没有这样的习惯来请求神进他们生命来检查他们。
They don't know their mind need to be examined.
他们不知道他们的心思意念是需要被审查的。
They don't know their self they need to be purified.
他们不知道他们的自我是需要被净化的。
And therefore they do not understand what is pure.What is innocent? What is kind? What is justice?
所以他们不知道什么是纯洁、良善、公义。
They just opened themselves and allowing the world and the culture in the school to contaminate themselves.
他们只是敞开他们自己，容许这个世界的价值跟校园的文化来污染他们自己。
Through all this, maybe even hundreds of students involved.
在整个过程，可能好几百个学生都涉及在其中。
Can you imagine they only need one person to stand up and say, "Hey, this is wrong. Can you stop it?"
你们可以想象，只要有一个学生站出来来说这是错的，请不要继续了。
And yet there was none.
但是没有。
We need to come before the Lord to ask our God to examine ourselves.
我们需要来到神面前，求神来检查我们的心。
David knows this.
大卫知道这件事。
He knows only ask for God's judgment and justice and His wisdom, His life can be purified, can be examined correctly.
大卫知道，只有从神来的审判、公义还有良善，可以引导让他的生命能够进入一个纯洁的状态。
And therefore, on verse 2, David said, "Test me, Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind."
因此，第二节大卫说：“求你查看我，试验我。”熬炼我的肺腑心肠。
There is a story, well-known story, went on in the internet.
有一篇在网络上面很流行的短文。
In a raining morning,
在一个下雨的早晨。
Full of noise,
在一个很吵杂的环境当中。
And yet there was a pastor trying his very best to try to prepare a sermon for his church.
有一位牧师正在准备他的讲稿。
And yet his son trying to get his father's attention, asking daddy to play with him.
但是他的儿子呢，却一直吵闹不休，希望他的父亲可以陪他。
The father knows he did have obligation for the church to prepare the sermon.
但是他爸爸知道他有责任要为教会来预备讲稿。
To avoid to be disturbed, he picked up a magazine.
他想要让他儿子不吵他，他就。
He flipped through the pages and find out there is a page with a world map.
他一页的翻，就翻到有一页都是一个世界地图。
He torn the page.
他就把这页撕下来。
And torn the page into pieces.
就把这页撕的碎片。
And tell his son, "Son, I'm going to play a game with you."
他就跟儿子说，我要跟你玩一个游戏。
If you can put the map back together, the world map together, then I will continue to play another game with you.
他说，如果你可以把这个世界地图拼起来，我就再跟你玩另外一个游戏。
Thinking it will take my son hours to put the picture back.
他想说，他儿子可能要好几个小时才能够把那个世界地图
拼起来。And I can have some peace and quiet to prepare my sermon.
然后我就可以有一段安静的时间来预备讲章。
However, 10 minutes later, his son knocked on the door.
但是过了十分钟后，他儿子又来敲门了。
And he opened the door, and his son said, "Daddy, I have completed the puzzle."
他的儿子对他说，爸爸，我已经完成了这一个拼图了。
And with surprise, his father asked, "How did you do it?"
他的爸爸很惊讶地问他，你怎么做的？
His son said, "Daddy, there was a man's face on the back of the map."
他跟他爸爸说，在那个地图的后面有一个人的脸。
I just put all the face together, then turn around, the map is there.
我就把这个人的脸拼起来，再翻过来，这个地图就出来了。
With a smile, the pastor said, "Thank you, son."
他的爸爸会心的一笑，对他说：“谢谢
你儿子。You have completed the sermon for me.
你已经为我准备好讲稿了。
Indeed, if we have the right person inside,
事实上是这样子。如果我们里面的人是对的
，then we will have a right worldview outside.
我们就有一个对的世界观
，and we will have the correct interpretation about our surrounding.
我们对我们的环境就有一个正面的解读。
The thing is whether we have the right man inside.
问题是我们里面的那个人是对的吗
？Paul, David realized he needs to be right inside.
大卫他明白到他的里面必须是对的
，so that he won't see everything through colored spectacles.
所以呢，他可以看事情看得很清楚。
He asked God to try him.
他求神来检查他。
Try his mind and his heart.
检查他的思想、心思意念。
The word try.
检查这个字。
It's actually a term talking about the refiner's fire trying to burn away the impurity of gold.
他好。事实上是提到，就好像是一个镀金的工人，他用火来烧这个金的杂质。
What David asked God, it's not just a superficial examination of him.
大卫他向神所求的不是一个表面上面的一个检查而已。
But asking God to truly enter his life to scan with all the impurity in him.
而是求神深入他的里面去扫描他里面一切不纯洁 的事物。
He's not asking for an X-ray.
他不是单单求神用一个X 光。
David was asking for the 3D CT scan.
他要的是一个三度空间的那种 CT 扫描。
Not asking God to watch over what we have done, his action.
他不是只求神来看他所做的一些行为。
We should be like David. We are also asking God to test our motivation of the thing we are doing.
我们需要像大卫一样来求神来查验我们内心的动机。
Because he is capable to cleanse and heal all the fears and weakness and troubles in our heart.
因为神有能力来医治、来清洁我们里面一切不好的、有问题的、不解的事物。
A lot of time, we don't know the reaction we have. We don't know why we are doing the thing we do.
很多时候我们都不知道为什么我们会这样子做。
A lot of time, it's possibly from our parents.
很多时候我们想说这可能是从原生家庭来的。
Or some hurt we had for many, many years ago.
或是来自过去的伤害。
Like, a lot of time, we parents, we have done the same.
很多时候我们做父母的也做一样的事情。
We made many demands on our children.
我们对孩子有很多的要求。
Is it really for their good?
真的是为他们好吗？
Or we are asking them to fulfill our unfulfilled dreams.
还是我们是要他们来为我们完成未完成的梦想？
Or some of the demand we made was it because we are influenced by our neighbors, by the culture?
还是我们对孩子一些要求是受了文化、受了邻居的影响呢？
Do we truly love our children?
我们是真的爱孩子吗？
A lot of time we are even confused by ourselves.
很多时候我们自己可能都搞不清楚。
Only at the time we know the one can solve this problem is asking God to examine our heart.
这个时候我们要知道，只有神能够来帮助我们校正、检查我们。
So we can be corrected.
所以我们可以是对的。
Then David continued on, say, I am asking God to examine me because verse 3, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love.
神大卫要神来常常检查他，是因为他第三节说，因为你的慈爱常在我眼前。
The reason why David was courageous and bold enough asking God to examine himself,
大卫之所以
exposing himself before the Lord,
大卫之所以敢把自己敞开暴露在神面前，让神来检查他。
It's not only he know God is Lord of all,
不只是因为他知道神是万有之主
，and even more important thing is because he has experienced God's love before.
更重要的是因为他曾经经历过神的爱。
He knows God loves him.
他知道神爱他。
He believes whatever God has done in his life or what he's about to do in his life, it's all because he loves David.
他相信神在他身上所做的或是教他在他身上所做的都是为他的好处。
It just like a reflection from the psalm, say, apart from God, I have no good thing.
就好像诗篇里面常说，一切的好处都不在神之外。
God has built David and trained David and led David by his love.
神是用他的爱来建立、建造、训练大卫。
And he will continue to do that.
他将会继续不断的这样做。
We live in American culture.
我们活在这个美国文化当中。
We want to keep private about our income.
我们希望我们的收入不被人家知道。
Our age.
我们年龄也不要让人家知道。
Our health history.
我们的身体的状况、病痛。
Our weakness, our pain.
我们的伤痛、我们的软弱。
They are all considered our privacy.
这些都是我们的隐私。
And no other people have any right to know about them.
别人是没有权利来知道这一些的。
However, we need to think about this.
但是我们要想一想。
There is an Olympic game going on, in Brazil.
现在正在巴西有这个奥林匹克的比赛。
Can you imagine those athletes? They refuse to expose their weakness to their coaches.
你可以想象到这些运动员，如果他们不愿意让他们弱点给他们的教练知道的话。
I trust all the athletes. They are so happy to expose all their weakness, all their faults to their coaches.
我相信这些运动员都很愿意把他们的弱点、他们的软弱让他们的教练知道。
Because they trust their coach.
因为他们信任他们的教练。
Whatever correction, whatever comments given by the coach are all for their own good.
从教练那边来的一些改正或是建议都是为了他们的好处。
No one is foolish enough trying to see a doctor when they are sick.
没有人呢笨到一个地步去看当他们生病的时候去看医生。
And refuse to share the symptoms they are having.
不愿意让医生知道他们的症状。
The purpose of seeing God doctor is expose all the symptoms and asking God, asking the doctor to heal you.
我们去看医生的目的就是要让我们所有的症状问题给医生知道，让医生来治疗我们。
Our God is not only the doctor of our life.
我们的神不只是我们生命里面的医生。
He's the mighty doctor can heal us inside out.
他是大能的医生，可以里外来医治我们。
Do you know God loves you?
你知道神爱你吗？
Do you know God has almighty power?
你知道神有全能吗？
Do you know you can give your body and soul to him and he will heal you completely?
你知道你可以把你的身体跟心灵都交给神，神可以完全的来医治你吗？
And be relaxed and confident before him. Let him examine you.
在神面前放松你自己，对神有信心，神可以检查医治你的。
And he can heal, deliver, and cleanse you.
他可以医治，他可以拯救你。
And how do we let ourselves to be examined and tried by God?
我们怎么让神来检查，来查验我们呢？
Of course, there are many ways. For instance, our quiet time before the Lord.
当然有很多种方式，其中一个就是我们在神面前安静的时间。
We can pray.
我们可以祷告。
And we can be humble before the Lord and accept the comments from our spiritual elders.
我们可以在神面前谦卑，听一些属灵长者的建议。
One thing I would like to share with you: How can we be examined by God?
我要跟你们分享一个我们怎么样可以让神来检查的方式。
Is to read God's word slowly.
就是慢慢的读神的话。
God can examine me through His words.
神可以用他的话来检查我。
When we read the Bible, not only we read and receive the knowledge and the words from the scripture.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们不单单是读，然后明白成为一个知识而已。
We need to get into the Bible story.
我们必须要融入那个圣经故事里面。
So we can truly understand what does that mean?
所以我们可以真正的明白这是什么意思。
There are two types of teaching in the Bible.
在圣经里面有两种的教导。
One is very explicit teaching.
一种是很明显的教导。
And other one is very implicit.
另外一种是隐藏的。
And we can all receive both teachings by reading the Bible slowly.
借着慢慢的读圣经，我们可以领受两种教导。
As for the explicit teaching,
当有明显教导的时候，
something like, for instance, Jesus say, "You have to love your neighbor as yourself."
举例说，耶稣曾经说，你要爱你的敌人，好像爱你自己一样。
And also love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
你要为你的敌人跟逼迫你的来祷告。
They are considered a very evident and very explicit teaching.
这些都是很清楚、明白、明显的教导。
And the two I just mentioned, they are so blunt. They're as blunt as it can be.
刚刚所提到的这两个就是那么白的一个教导。
And how can we apply it to our life?
那我们怎样应用到我们的生命里面呢？
If in a public place,
如果在一个公开的场合，
I can say so and so is my enemy. He or she was always trying to hurt me.
我说有某某人他是我的敌人，他常常伤害我。
And because I am the leader of the church, because I'm a Christian, I'm here to forgive him or her publicly.
因为我是基督徒，我是教会的领袖，所以我在这里公开宣布，我要赦免他。
Do you think the person feel loved?
你想那一个被讲的人会感受到爱吗？
The moment I say those words,
在我讲这些话的时候，
that's the moment I'm stating I don't love the person.
就在那个时候，事实上我已经说我并不爱这个人。
Why?
为什么？
Because when I position myself as my enemy,
当我把我的敌人放在一个角度上面，
when the person heard the word I just said,
当那个人听到我所说的话，
it's quite irritating.
那是很刺耳的。
George is trying to elevate himself.
就 George 想要提高他自己。
On my expense.
在我把我踩低了。
And try to belittle me.
把我看清了。
This is the way we let the world to examine ourselves.
这个就是一个我们用神的话来省察我们自己的方式。
There is also another teaching they are considered implicit.
有另外一种教导，那是隐藏式的。
In the story where Jesus fed 5,000,
在耶稣喂饱五千人的故事里
，at the time the disciples they had of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那个时候门徒他们只有五个饼两条鱼。
And yet at the moment Jesus asked his disciple, "Could you sit them down, sit the crowds down?" There were about 10,000 people there.
好，耶稣跟他们说，你把让众人都坐下来，大概有一万人。
Can you imagine 12 disciples try to sit down 10,000 people?
你可以想象十二个门徒要叫一万人坐下来。
Now the day is getting dark.
天色渐渐晚了。
And they are adults and children. They were crying. Some of them are older. The disciples thinking themselves, we couldn't take care of those people.
有大人，有小孩，有老人，小孩可能在那边吵闹哭闹。门徒可能说：“我们根本就没有办法做这些事情。”
Why don't we just send them home? Then let them take care of their food themselves.
为什么不叫他们就走了，让他们自己安排自己的晚餐了
？I have things to do in my home.
我在家里有事情要做呀。
I have email to answer.
我有电邮要回呀。
And my kids Chinese school they haven't finished their Chinese homeschool homework.
我孩子的中文学校作业还没做完呢。
And now you are asking me to spend time to sit them down?
现在你叫我花时间让这一群人坐下来。
Now, when you put yourself into the disciples' shoes,
像你把自己放在那个门徒的那个立场角色里面来看
，and you will realize what a great faith they had.
你就会明白他们有多大的信心。
Do we have the same faith today when we serve the Lord in our church, in our community today?
今天我们在教会在。社区当中有没有像这样的信心来服侍呢
？And yet, at when just moments before this incident,
就在这个喂饱五千人这件事情之前
，Jesus actually just being heard his very dear cousin, John the Baptist has been killed.
耶稣才接到消息，他的表亲施洗约翰被杀了
，been killed with a very reckless reason.
一个轻率的理由就被杀了。
I believe Jesus must be in a great pain.
我相信耶稣在那个时候是非常痛苦的。
His dear co-worker.
他一个亲爱的同工。
His dear partner.
他的一个伙伴。
Being killed not heroically, but in a very reckless, ridiculous reason.
不是一个很英雄式的死亡。而是一个很草率的理由，不明不白的理由就被杀了。
And he did want to withdraw himself to the wilderness so he can quiet down to truly pray to kind of restore himself.
在这个时候，他希望自己能够退到旷野，安静下来，能够在那个时候安静祷告，重新让神来建立他自己。
Yet at that moment, he saw multitudes were following him.
但是就在这个时候，他看到众人在跟随他。
He saw the needs of their souls.
他看到他们这些人心灵的需要。
And he turned around and said, "I'm going to feed you with my teaching."
他就转身来说，我愿意用我的教导来喂养你们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，There are so many reasons will hinder us to serve God.
很多理由可能阻挡我们来服侍神。
There are so many pain and negative experiences.
有很多痛苦的经验。
But what we see from disciples,
但是我们从门徒的经验里面看到
they had faith in Jesus.
他们在耶稣里面有信心。
From Jesus, we realize,
从耶稣那边我们也认知到
the needs of human soul,
人灵魂的需要
surpass our own pain.
是应该把它放在我们痛苦之上的。
And in this process of putting ourselves into the characters of the story,
当我们把自己放在故事的角色当中
it's the process of letting God to examine ourselves.
就是一个让神来检查我们的一个过程。
Are you in the midst of trouble?
你是在试炼当中吗？
Are you being criticized? Have you been criticized by some unfair comments?
你现在正落在一个被诬告、诬陷的情况当中吗？
Are you facing any adversity?
你面对任何的逆境吗？
May we be like David?
愿我们都能够像大卫一样。
Yes. Have a cry.
我们呼求。
And yet the object of our cry is our Lord Yahweh.
但是我们呼求的对象是我们的主亚威。
We need to have a right attitude.
我们需要有一个正确的态度。
Asking our God to examine ourselves.
求神先来检查我们自己。
Because only He can make the right judgment.
因为只有神能够做一个对的审判。
We cannot say we are right.
我们不能说我们自己是对的。
Only God can.
只有神可以。
Let us face God without evasion.
让我们勇敢地来面对神。
Let's face God without self-deceiving.
让我们不要自我蒙蔽，勇敢地面对神。
Let's face God without excuse.
让我们不要有任何的理由不来到神面前。
For our God is God who loves us.
因为我们的神是那位爱我们的神。
Nothing good apart from Him.
在他以外。
Nothing bad apart from our God.
一切的好处都不在神以外。
Good apart from our God. Let us be confident to let Him examine ourselves.
让我们勇敢地来到神面前，让神来检查我们。
He can truly heal us and renew us.
他可以真正地来医治我们，也可以更新我们。